scoop is on killer whales. Killer whales or orcas are the largest type of dolphin. They eat seals, sea lions, fish, squid, birds and whales. The teeth can be up to 10 centimetres long, and they're known for grabbing seals right off the ice. Orcas can be found from the polar region to the equator in cold waters. Killer whales hunt in family groups called pods of up to 40 whales. They have a wide variety of communication noises that group members can recognise from large distances. Orcas are carnivores that are 23 to 32 feet long and weigh up to 6 tonnes. An orca is relatively the size of a bus. Orcas are called killer whales because sailors who witnessed their attacks referred to them as whale killers. Over time, their name changed to killer whales.
Awesome list of facts. Lots of facts there. Any questions or comments about killer whales? But their proper name is the orca, which is what you heard Rachel say. Then I'm going to ask a question after that. Amazing creatures.
Are they Australian or...?
I don't know.
Can they be found in Australian waters, I guess, perhaps? Possibly? Or not?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you say where they were found? I think you did, didn't you? Where some of the waters are found. Do you want to repeat that bit?
From the polar regions to the equator.
Okay, so it's unlikely they'd be in our waters because... obviously, the equator's a little bit above us, and the polar regions are not really near us. Okay. Oops.
Are they deadly to humans?
Good question.
I don't think so.
What do you think? If they're carnivores and we're swimming in their territory, what do you think?
Yeah, they are definitely dangerous to humans because I watched this documentary on orcas in which is like SeaWorld and Movie World stuff, and... they actually don't know each other. They say that they're in a family, but actually they're not. They're completely different, so everyone's pretty much speaking a different language, so they don't know each other. And so they go pretty crazy, and they actually... there's been events where they've actually killed trainers.
Yeah, that's true. I've seen that documentary as well. So, they are dangerous to humans, yeah. So there have been some trainers who work at SeaWorlds across the country... not the country, but the world, who have been attacked by killer whales. Not because they're evil... creatures, but because exactly what Jordan said, they're not used to being in cooped up areas, and it stresses them out. That's what the people who know a lot about them believe. Last question I'm going to ask you guys is, Rachel mentioned about that they've been known to take seals off the ice. Now you'll know the answer to this, I know, but has anyone seen a pack of killer whales try and get a seal off a very mini ice shelf? And has anyone seen what they do? Jonah?
They like sort of make a wave, and the wave topples the ice and makes the seal flop off.
Exactly. Fantastic. Look it up on YouTube one day if you can. Killer whales getting a seal off a shelf. So they swim underwater quite fast, and they come up and they, like Jonah said, they make a wave that then makes the ice shelf rock, and the seal will fall off eventually. And they keep doing it until the wave washes over the ice, washes the seal off, and then they can just get it. So, really clever. All right, let's give Rachel one last clap for the recording.